Listening activity number 7. Mid-Autumn Festival. Listen to a talk about one of the Chinese festivals. Listen to the talk, complete the statements, and then answer the questions. The Mid-Autumn Festival is one of the two most important holidays in the Chinese calendar. The other is the Chinese Lunar New Year, the Spring Festival. The Mid-Autumn Festival falls on the 15th day of the 8th lunar month of the Chinese calendar, usually around mid or late September in the Gregorian calendar. At this time, the moon is at its fullest and brightest, making an ideal time to celebrate the abundance of harvest. There are a lot of traditions connected with the Mid-Autumn Festival. The most important one is to eat mooncakes. Shops sell all kinds of mooncakes before the festival. Children often carry lit lanterns around that day. The pictures of Chang'e, a woman floating to the moon, are displayed at many places. Traditionally, on this day, Chinese family members and friends will gather to admire the bright mid-autumn moon and eat mooncakes together. On the 25th of September this year, the celebrations stretch far beyond the borders of China. Here in the UK, events are taking place for Chinese people living here and to teach the people of Britain more about this popular festival. Chinese Londoners have created the moonwalking in Chinatown to celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival. The Soho Theatre professionals and volunteers from the local community will take audiences around the streets of Soho on a magical lantern-lit walk through the landmarks and back streets of Chinatown. They tell the story of three generations of Chinese Londoners who all walk around the streets one night in Chinatown. In early October, the British Museum is actually opening late for a special free Mid-Autumn Festival event. There will be Chinese musical performances, a Guess the Mooncake Flavour game, and you can learn how to perform a fan dance. You can also try your hand at a variety of other traditional Chinese arts and crafts, as well as learning Mandarin and learning more about the history of China. The Chinese population in the UK is quite large, so no doubt there will be events happening not only in the capital, but all around the country.